こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。iPhone は月額360円、Android は月額240円で全部のテキストとエッセイなどが読み放題になります。またバイリンガルニュース公式アプリで新しく猫星人マスキングテープ公開していますので、ぜひチェックしてみてください。めちゃくちゃ可愛い4種類セット。はい、今マイケルが私に見せてくれてるけど箱もね、猫星人がそうついててめっちゃ可愛いので、ぜひぜひ。
What do you use masking tape for? I'm actually not sure.
まあ人によるよね。いろんな中のデコレーションに使う人もいるし、
うん、
あと絵描く人とかはね、結構その何水彩画とかやる人はマスキングテープでこう周りを囲ってから塗って、うん、最後にそれをパッと取るとまっすぐな線になるから。
I guess it's useful for like labeling stuff or marking、うん、things and、yeah. notebooks if you're that sort of well organized person.
Yeah, so チェックしてみてください。1個目。
Last week on Thursday, the FCC made it illegal to use AI-generated voices for automated calls, commonly referred to as robocalls. The ruling states that AI-generated voices will be considered artificial or pre-recorded voices under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act, thereby restricting their use for non-emergency purposes. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel stated the following,Quote, bad actors are using AI-generated voices in unsolicited robocalls to extort vulnerable family members, imitate celebrities, and misinform voters. Meanwhile, the FBI has issued a warning about the rise of AI-powered sextortion, with one search finding that AI sextortion has increased by more than 1,000% in the last 18 months.
I don't have the last part.I don't see it、
oh.
in the Google Drive.
I guess I didn't include that there.
Okay. 先週木曜日、アメリカの連邦通信委員会、通称 FCC が、いわゆるロボコールと呼ばれる営業や選挙運動のための自動通話に AI で生成した音声を使用することを違法とする決定を下しました。AI の音声は今後、電話消費者保護法の下で人工的または事前に録音された音声とみなされ、緊急時以外の目的での使用が制限されます。FCC のジェシカ・ローゼンウォーセル委員長は以下のように述べています。悪質な業者が AI が生成した音声を迷惑ロボコールに使っており、弱い立場の家族を脅したり、有名人の真似をしたり、有権者に誤った情報を流したりしています。
Hmm. Yep.
なんかバイデンの声でなんかを流した人がいたんでしょ?
Yeah, it was a... There was a cloned voice of Biden in a robocall system that was telling people that、voting would only enable the Republicans in their quest to electDonald Trump. I don't really understand how that makes sense, but basically it was a voice, it was the voice of Joe Biden telling people not to vote. So, and I guess if it called a Trump supporter, like they wouldn't listen to Joe Biden anyways. I mean, Who would receive that call and think like they're actually getting a direct phone call from the President of the United States? いる?
ね、でもおじいちゃんおばあちゃんとかだったら騙されちゃうかもしれないよね。
Can you imagine if the Biden robocall called Biden?
yeah.なんか昔さ、ハリケーンがあったところかなんかで家が壊れちゃった人にトランプ、本物のトランプが電話してきてくれて、すごい優しかったみたいなこと言ってる人がいて、 それは本当の本物のトランプから本当の電話がかかってきたっていう話だったから、
うん、
そういうのを聞いたことがある人だったらそういうエピソードを、
うん、
なんていうの、絶対にありえないとも言い切れないなって思っちゃった場合、まあ、確かに選挙前だしバイデンも頑張ってるのかなとかって思っちゃったら、まあ、ありえない。だってメールは来るじゃん、そのメーリングリストとかに登録してるとさ、うん、バイデンとか、まあ、誰でもいいけど政治家からメール来たりはするわけだから、それの一環っていうか、right. 同じ感じかなって思っちゃう人はいそうだけどね。
Those emails are not very personal. I mean they kind of have this forced, I mean they will refer to like you specifically, but you know it's like a, you know, a generic message.
うん。でもなんかその本人の名前でメール来るわけだから、それと同じ感じで、あ、電話も来たんだなって思う人がいないとも限らないよね。
Can you imagine if that person got the phone call from Trump and didn't believe it, and so he like told them to beat it and hung up the phone or something like that?
今だったらありえるよね。その昔だったからそういう可能性なかったけど、
うん、
今やっちゃったら確かに信じてもらえないね、逆に。
Would you take it seriously?
本物なんですけど。
Just in case it's real. If you got a call from Biden, like right now. Like if your phone started ringing right now and it just said Biden. You know?
いや、まずアメリカに投票権ないんですけどって思うと思うけど。
That doesn't matter.
でもまさか本人とは思わないが、逆に面白いよね、きっと。なんかそれこそ岸田さんとかスナクとかから電話かかってきたら、
うん、
なんだこれみたいな。でもロボカーってことはさ、なんていうの、別に会話できるわけじゃないってことでしょ。普通になんか、なんていうの、オートメイテッドメッセージみたいなのが流れるだけってこと。
ああ。I mean, you could easily have one that could talk, right? Like, I could connect GPT-4 to my robocall system, and I would give it specific instructions to persuade people, you know, to vote for something, right?
Yeah, yeah.
And I would just run that machine. And so you could get a robocall, and they're responsive. They understand what you're saying, right? And that could be very confusing. Mm. Have you seen that this new toy called, what was it? Something Curio? It's like this little stuffed animal that is for children. It's a toy for children, but it's like GPT-4 in a stuffed animal.
Mm.
And so it talks to the child. Like, it can have a conversation.
Hmm.
Like, I guess Grimes is involved in this for some reason, but...
Of course.
Yeah, it's very Black Mirror. Like, I was reading reviews of this. People talking about how their child was interacting with it. And they're like, you know, My son was talking to it, like, has been talking to it all day, every day. I can hardly separate them. And saying this in a positive way, but I'm kind of getting Black Mirror vibes.
Huh.
It Black can't Mirror see. That's one weakness it has. It has no eyes, you know? So when you try to show it something, it has to guess what you're showing it based on something you say. That's kind of a weakness. The other thing is it doesn't know when you're not talking to it. It always responds.
それはちょっとうざいね。
And so it doesn't shut up. So I saw someone reviewing it, and they were just like, this thing needs to stop talking.
Well, Furby was like that too, right? It never shut up, and it just kept talking and making random noises in the closet or something.
Yeah.
And sometimes I was like, oh, just please shut up, みたいな。
Yeah. Knowing but when you're the one being spoken to is sort of a capability that hasn't been developed yet.
Yeah. Black Mirror のマイリー・サイラスのエピソードであったよね。まさにそういう。
あったっけ？
なんかマイリーがすごい人気の歌手で、それの人形がこう AI みたいな感じでみんな買って、家でも
喋るの？
ミニマイリーとベストフレンドみたいになれるみたいな。And it only says positive things and the doll is actually really nice and kids get attached to it. それはでもそのこと自体が悪いっていうよりかはちょっと違う意味で怖い話になって、まあ、怖いというか悪くなっていくっていうシナリオだったけど、
うん、Would you get
なんか嫌だ、いや嫌だよね、その
自分、
うん、自分の子がそういう AI と一人でずっと会話してるって結構クリーピーじゃない？
It's very,
友達と遊べようみたいな。
Seems very educational though. It's smart.It's as smart as GPT-4. It can teach your kid about, you know, the Roman Empire or orbital debris or, you know, deep sea thermal vents or whatever, right?
どれくらい自分がその GPT-4 を信頼するかによるよね。その子供にどういうことを言ってるかが分かんない状態で、自分が見てる目の前でだけ会話してんだったらまだいいけど、なんかね、いろんな質問するから子供ってどういうことを言ってるか、なんかただでさえやっぱ Google への信頼度がすごい高いじゃん今、あの子供も。だからこの間なんかドラえもん見てて、ジャイアンがざまあ見ろって言ったらしいんだよね。でうちの息子がそれをなんかすごい悪い言葉だと思ったみたいで、多分コンテクストからね、なんかこの間ジャイアンがすごい悪い言葉言ってたんだみたいな、言ってもいいとか言って言うから、いいよ、の何言ってたのって言ったら、ざまあ見ろみたいな。でざまあ見ろってどういう意味って言うから、まあどういう意味ってそのディレクトトランスレーションないけど、何かね悪いことが人に起きてる時にそれをこう喜ぶような、まあ結構、まあ、確かに意地悪なフレーズだよねみたいな。だからざまあ見ろっていうのはなんか具体的にはどういう意味なんだみたいな、その一言で答えてほしいみたいな、そのシノニムを、ね、いやシノニムとかはなくて、だからこういう意味だよとか言ったら、でもちょっと念のためグーグルに聞いてみてよみたいな念のためググってくれって言われて、めっちゃ信用されてないだからその結局、ね、人と喋るよりじゃあそういう AI と喋った方がいいってなる可能性も全然あるじゃん。
People used to trust each other. You know, people used to trust what other people said. And you could repeat it in your next conversation. It's like, oh, I heard something or other. You know, this person told me this. And, you know, 何々だって。 And now, if you operate like that, you're just going to get fact-checked left and right, and people are going to think that you're, like, a total nut. You know?
Yeah.
So...
だから常に正しいことだけを言うことが良いみたいになっちゃうと嫌だよね。だからそういう GPT-4 とかと常に会話してたら、子供の頃から、
right.
学校の先生に聞くよりじゃあ GPT-4 に聞いた方がいいってなったら、まあ、情報の量で言ったら確かにそうなんだろうけど、
well, let's say so like if you're on the internet by yourself, you're justfreewheeling on the internet as a child, you can end up on all kinds of websites that have all sorts of insanely inaccurate information.
Yeah.
And that can happen through all the social media sites as well, obviously. And you could end up, you know, targeted by one of theseAI sextortion profiles. Like the internet has, it's like, it's not the dark web, but it might as well be. Like, it's just a total minefield, right? So, like, if you had three options, like, if you had to give your child one of these things, the internet, just freewheeling, Apple Vision Pro, or this talking stuffed animal, like, how would you rate the sort of risk exposure or downside of those technologies? I mean, they have downsides for adults too, obviously. I mean, upsides and downsides, but for a child, so the stuffed animal company is like, there's no screen involved. This is way healthier for your child.
Right.
That's like their angle.
まあでも確かに
Apple Vision Pro is like, it's all screen.
Yeah. 確かにそのゾーニングがちゃんとできてないという意味では、特に日本語のウェブサイトとか、まあツイッターもそういう側面は全然あるけど、そう急にポルノ的なもう無修正みたいなのがバーンって出てくるとか、っていうのは確かに音声だけだったらさすがにそういうことはないから、だから日本語のサイトで、まあこれ昔から言われてるけど、その普通のサイト見てて急にすっごいエロいアニメっぽい絵とかバーってできたりするじゃん。それはさすがに英語でなんかをググってるときはないんだけど、日本語だと結構あって、だからそれがあるから息子の目の前でその自由に何かを検索したりとかはでき、検索したりというかサイトをタッチするのができなかったりするから。
What about the Vision Pro version of that, where no one can supervise what he's doing, and he can make that porn thumbnail, you know, the size of Everest?
Yeah, yeah, 絶対無理だし、なんか Vision Pro さ、こんな使い方してますみたいなやついっぱい出てるじゃん、今、レビュー動画とか。で、結局さ、スクリーンをとにかくいっぱい出して、こっちで TikTok 見て、あっちで別の TikTok 見て、こっちでインスタ見てみたいなさ、なんていうか全然夢がない使い方ばっかりだな。
That's what I've been saying. Like, there, I mean, what do you make of it overall? Like, do you want one? Do you think this is going somewhere? Because now, at this point, I think more or less all the reviewing and all the opinions about it and all, you know, all the information is kind of out now, right? I mean, short of having actually used it ourselves, I think we've heard every opinion there is on this thing.
なんかつけっぱで歩いてる人たちのやつがすごい出たじゃん、まず。でそっからでつけっぱで歩きながらこう手を動かしてマイノリティリポートみたいになってるみたいな。でそっから、いやでもアプリが空間に固定されちゃうから、歩きながらやるとそのアプリを置いてっちゃってるから、この歩きながら手を動かしてやってるやつは多分フェイクですねみたいな言ってる人も結構いて。
Well, there's
あ、まあ、それはそうか。
There's like a travel mode, I think.
ああ。でなんか電車乗ってる人の動画とかもあったけど、あれ結構さ、なんていうんだろう、周りの人からするとその人が自分のこと見えてるのかどうかがわからないから、ちょっと怖いっちゃ怖いよね。そのわかる、私が避けないといけないのか、この人はちゃんと私の存在に気づいてるのかっていうのが、
well, isn't that what
あれをかけられちゃってるとか、
Googly eyes on the outside is for?
あれさ、でもそういう動画見るとよくわかんなくない？全然apparent ではないというか、その
and everyone says that they can't see the eyes, so
全然見えないから分かんないし、結構周りからするとどうなんだろうとは思うけど、だからそのやっぱ映画とかを大画面で見れるとかは、まあ一回やったら楽しいんだろうなとか思うし、でも結局だからそういうあの画面の使い方、画面を大量に目の前に置く使い方してる人が多そうだから。
You have screens in front of your eyes, and the screens are showing you little screens in those screens.
Yeah. だ その使い方するのは嫌だなとは思った。なんかちょっとなんて言えばいいんだろう、なんかうまい言葉が見つからないけど、ここまでのテクノロジーを集結させて結局それをやるんかいみたいな、なんか。
Yeah, I think it's very promising though. And when I think about how good this technology will probably become within a few years, I have gotten like goosebumps thinking about this. About the idea that the vast majority of people would like might actually have this thing over their eyes all the time. Imagine that it was very comfortable, like a pair of glasses, and you would never see reality except through the cameras on the outside of this thing, right? So if the pass through was like very clear and looked realistic and the thing was comfortable, you could kind of just leave it on your face, right? And then I don't know if someone has photoshopped this yet, but just imagine like, you know, Shibuya crossing or something where almost everyone has a Vision Pro on their face.
Yeah. 結局その今もさ、例えば AirPods とかを耳に入れたまま別に人と会話したりとかできるわけじゃん、
mm-hmm.
だそれと同じって考えると結構まあそういう使い方になるのかもしれないけど、なんか自分と話してる相手がじゃずっと AirPods 耳に入れながら話してたら、なんだ、あ、何も聞いてないのかもしれない。その音楽とか何も聞いてなくて、私と今集中して喋ってるのかもしれないし、もしかしたら片耳でなんか聞いてるのかもしれないし、わかんないな、みたいな。今だったらそれが失礼じゃん、普通に。けどその、メガネみたいにずっとかけてるのが普通になったら、なんか実は全然違うこと見てたりとかして、るのかなって思いながらみんなが過ごすみたいな感じになるのかね。どうなんだ。
I mean, there are social implications in terms of like how we interact and stuff, but I think the big thing is that the living experience, day to day, moment to moment, could become fundamentally different. The same way it became different once we had smartphones, but like,
yeah.
It's just this, like, truly living in the human cultural hallucination. You know what I mean? Like, we really start to part ways with what is real, because these things that are not real just become so real once it can be in front of everyone's face all the time. And so it does kind of get this like Luddite, like anti-technology sort of, not spirit, but just my curiosity about, you know, how far is too far, and are we losing touch with something like a world where, you know, people, I mean, it's weird to say this because you're not even here in this room right now. I'm talking to my phone.
Yeah.
You know, so we're so inundated with this already that, you know, what the form that it takes, does that really matter? But, you know, it's like when I look at a picture of stars versus when I look at stars and know that light from that, you know, photons emitted from those stars are physically going into my eyeballs.
But なんか教育とかで使ったらすごいいいというか定着しやすいだろうなみたいなのはあるじゃん。例えば人体とかさ、まあそういう宇宙系とかそうだけど、3D で没入してみれたら、紙でこうテキストで読むより、 ああなるほどこういうことかってビジュアルでわかるみたいな、
うん、
そういう意味ではすごい良さそうと思うけど、その日常的にそれをつけっぱにするみたいなのってもしかしてなんか子供と日々やり取りしてなかったら逆にあんま抵抗感なかったかもしれないと自分で思うけど、今なんかずっと子供と毎日やり取りしてて自分の子供時代をもう一回追体験するみたいな、そこでこの何もテクノロジーがない、自分 iPhone とかもないし当然そういう何 3D とかもない状態でいろんなこう awe-inducing experience があるわけじゃん、子供だったら、うん、わあキリンだとかそういうとかわあ月だ三日月だみたいな、それをもう一回再度体験してるからなんかすごい living in the present みたいなものの大事さみたいなのをすごい目の当たりにするのが常にあるわけじゃん。
You can just put the headset on and experience a giraffe. It's much cheaper. I mean, aside from the upfront of $3,500, but it's much cheaper and easier. You put the headset on, you can look at the stars, you can look at a giraffe, you can see, like the dinosaur demo, I don't know if you've seen that one, looks really cool and fun, and it's not something you can have in real life.
Yeah, like so you know, you know.別にそう単発の体験としてはいいと思うんだけど、全然すごいプラスな面がすごいあると思うけど、なんかそれをつけっぱにするみたいな、その iPhone の画面がずっと目の前にあるみたいな、
mm-hmm.
逆にその awe-inducing experience、 なんかその being in the moment、 being in the present みたいな意味でスクリーンから離れようとしてるのに、自分はね個人的にはなんか世間的には逆にそのずっと目の前にスクリーンがある状態にしようとしてるっていうのは結構な違和感があるっていうか、
うん、
だからその子供と一緒にいてやっぱ動画で見るとかだけじゃなくて自分が実際に体験してみるっていうのはすごい大事だなと思うから、だから確かにテレビでライオン見る、キリンを見るとかはいいけど本物見れたら よりすごいし、なんかそれサイエンス実験みたいなのもそうじゃん、まあ、散々動画でなんかわあシャボン玉でこんなことができますとかあるけど、誰かが実際に目の前でやってくれるとか自分が実際にできるとかあると記憶に残りやすいし、わあってなってるから実際にそういうのを見てるとなんか本物に触れるとか本物実際やってみるって結構大事だなと思ったりはするから、だからうまくなんか組み合わせるっていうのはいいと思うけど、
うん、
つけっぱにするってなるとどうなんだろうね、どういう社会になるのかなとは思う。
I guess there are three ways to experience something like, I mean, with this technology, you could experience, let's say, the Eiffel Tower. So you can go to the Eiffel Tower, go up the Eiffel Tower, look around, take some pictures of it.Or you can go to the Eiffel Tower wearing Vision Pro and look around, and it'll have little blurbs, some history about the Eiffel Tower. It'll have like a tour like built into the headset. When you look at the Eiffel Tower, you can like measure how long the legs are. I don't know, some 3D feature like that.
Right? Yeah.
It'll tell you how many bolts are in the thing. And then...There's like the pure virtual mode where you load the Eiffel Tower and you virtually can explore it and go up the Eiffel Tower, and you know, you can shrink the Eiffel Tower down and put it on your desk and spin it around, and you can look at the bottom of the Eiffel Tower. Like, are people going to care about the real thing?As much. Like when you don't have pictures, when you don't have pictures, you don't have video, you don't have VR. If you want, you hear about the Eiffel Tower, you either go or you don't know anything about it, basically, right?
Yeah.
But now there's like more ways to kind of experience things. I mean, if that, I mean, does that even count as experiencing it? I don't know. It's like, oh, I've been to the Eiffel Tower in VR. Can you
say
that?
No, you haven't been.
I have Paris syndrome from virtually visiting Paris.
あとなんかその情報がやっぱあればあるだけいいかっていうとそういうわけでもない部分ってあるじゃん。その今さ、じゃあ VR だったらエッフェルタワーに行って、ね、確かになんかこの柱は何年にできてとか一瞬で得られるみたいな。でもさ、今って美術館だ博物館でも音声ガイドってあるじゃん。で音声ガイドがあることによって、まあ、ただパーって見るよりかはめちゃくちゃ勉強になるし、あなるほどなるほどってなるから、あやってよかったなって思う時も全然あるし、逆になしでもうただなんていうの、ただ純粋に楽しむっていうかさ、ただ自分で解釈して、あこれいいな、あこれはなんか微妙だなとかやりたい時もあるじゃん。だからその情報があったらあっただけそれいいのかっていうとそうとも限らないからね。わかんない。これは私がだから年なのか、年だからこういうふうに思うだけなのか、なのかわかんないけど、もはや。
So this voice thing, how are we gonna know what's real? Or who's talking? Am I talking? Is this AI generated? You know, you get a phone call from someone, a family member, supposedly. You know, someone could take my voice and clone it and, you know, call some relative of mine and say, oh, it's an emergency, you know, the ore ore stuff.
ね、だから実際にやっぱその逆に対面とかそのリアルな体験みたいなの価値が上がるってことはないかね。むしろそのみんなが、あ、VR でエッフェル塔を見ましたってみんなが言ってるときに、いや、私は本物を見たことがあるみたいな。あ、そうなんだ。へえみたいな。
But we can't even meet in person without doing all the phone calls and stuff first. You know, like everything is just so digitally.
まあ、texting とかはあるけど。
I mean, texting is even easier to spoof.
なんかちょうど昨日さ、日本語のツイートで、なんか人狼ってあるじゃん、ゲーム。私一時期すごいやったやつ。なんか人狼が怖くて参加できないみたいな、やっぱすごい慣れてる人が怖いみたいな、でそれの例を挙げてる人がいたのね。でそのツイートが結構拡散されてて、で多分それってネットでやってる人の話で、同じゲームなんだけど対面でやる場合とネットでやってる場合と全然違うわけ。そのルールとかはほぼ一緒だけど、なんかうまく説明できないけど、テキストだけで やってる時と対面で話してる時で内容が全く変わってくるわけだよね。 strategies とかもそうだし、 things that you can do、だからそれを昨日ちょっと考えてて、対面でやらないとやっぱ分かんないことがいっぱいあるっていうか、テキストだと結局定型化してきちゃってなんか毎回同じような流れになっちゃうんだけど、対面だとやっぱもっとキューソーシャルキューズがいっぱいあるから、もっと予測不可能な感じになって楽しいわけだけど、なんかそういうなんか結局テキスト over the text とか、まあこういう 3D とかでできるけど、でも対面はやっぱ違うねっていうので、会ってほしいっていう願望はあるよね、なんか最終的に。
Yeah, and if it's in person then you generally you know who they are.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is the main difference in this context, right?
Tinder とかもそうじゃん。なんか写真はあるし、普通に会話もできるし、それでこう人を精査していくわけじゃん。この人はありなし、ありなしみたいな。でもそれでやっぱ分かりきれないからすごいみんな苦しむわけじゃん。全然いい人が見つかんないなみたいな。全然いい人が見つかんないって苦しいんだけど、カタログの量は半端ないから、この中に誰かいるはずって思うわけじゃん。とか選択肢はめっちゃあるように、イリュージョンを感じるっていうかさ。
Yeah.
それ、だ
You're forever
alone. 効率、 そうだから効率で考えたらそういう Tinder とかの効率良さそうに一見見えるんだけど、でも実際外に出た方が多分本当は早いんだろうな。それこそそういう総称技術がもっといっぱいあるから、その人の話し方とか匂いとかね、mannerism とかさ。
Sure, but those are real people, right? Generally speaking.
Yeah.なんかそれキリンを見るとかもそうじゃん、その匂いとかさ、なんかあこうその場の空気とかさ、
うん、What do you think?
何にもないよりはいいのかもしれないけど、実際の本当の体験を replace できるかっていうとどうなんだろうと思うけど。
Do you answer your phone?
No.
do you look up the number or you don't even do that?
Sometimes. でも最近なんか地域が出るじゃん。
You don't get in trouble like not answering your phone?
I do sometimes. なんか病院だったりとかして、あこれ病院かみたいな本当の必要なやつじゃんみたいなのはあるけど、でも they can text me, soそこまでのトラブルにはなんないか。
Text you? And no one really texts you in Japan.
あ、そうね。日本だとね、SMS で送ってくれるとかないから困ることありそうだよね。
And I don't trust texts. I get text messages all the time that say like they're this bank or they're this, you know, they're Yamato or they're all scams. It's all scams. Never ever click any of those.
Okay.
It's just...insane scams for days. And
でも最近だから地域が出るから、そこで急になんかなんだろうエジンバラとかになってたら、いや絶対なんか関係ないなと思って無視するけど。
I was reading some comments online about this FCC decision, and it seemed like no one answers their phone anymoreLike, no one answers their phone because it's just these robocall things. And there was like a national, they created some database of numbers that are like designated as do not call for robocallers. Like you could put yourself on a no call list. But everyone's saying that made no difference at all. So,
なんか Android とかだと教えてくれるんでしょ、だって。それが誰かってなんかググって、
I've heard of that feature, but
yeah,
it seems like most people are still having this issue.
I sometimes
issue,
Google too, yeah, and there
actually,
are websites that, yeah.
I was just gonna say I actually think this is as big of a problem as this is. I don't think that they should.Prohibit the use of AI generated voices, because that's not like the crime is the fraud. So why don't you just make robocalling itself illegal? Because now if anyone uses an AI generated voice and then contacts someone or sends a message, a voice message that way, it's likeCould fall under these, you know, this determination, right? So, like, just make robocalls illegal. Like, why are robocalls legal?
確かに。
Like, it doesn't make any sense. Like, what? You're banning the wrong thing. It wasn't, whether it's an AI or not, like, the robocall, like why is that legal?
確かにね、なんか有益な robocalls ってある？
No.
ないよね、多分。あんのかな？私が知らないだけで。
But there could be, you know, good non-emergency uses of an AI-generated voice. Like, let's say I want to have my phone make a phone call for me because I don't want to deal with something. Right?
でもさ、でもそれが必要な時ってある、逆に、むしろ。メールでいいじゃん。
You, you, a lot of things you can't mail, you can't text.
でも...
This is some British universe you're you're living in.
電話しなきゃいけない時なんてある?
Well, I have to do it all the time, constantly. I'm talking.
Well, but is it something that you can automate, though? No, right? You have to actually talk to the other person, right?
I mean, if I could tell the AI what to say, they could make the phone call for me. Or if it was just to make a reservation somewhere, or a dentist appointment, or cancel an appointment, or you know, get a quote for a repair or something like that, you know?
なんか Google そのシステムあ、なんか紹介してたよね、昔。
Yeah, I don't know what happened to that.
ね、それはさ、今回のこれ、引っかかんないのかな?
It would be an AI-generated robocall. Because it would be a robocall, right?
じゃあダメになっちゃうのか?
And it would be AI-generated. But the thing is, it's not like a soliciting sort of robocall to, you know, annoy someone or try to sell something or scam someone, right? So,
but it's not emergency, though. So under this thing, is it illegal?
I think so, but I read the actual document on this produced by the FCC it's not clear if that would be illegal or not, but I think that would fall under the definition of a robocall, an automated call.
Okay. でも電話で予約もあんまないもんね最近普通に何ていうのオンライン予約できちゃうもんねレストランとか。電話するってことがあんまない。だからでも私最近なんかちょっと LINE で一人電話することはある友達に。でもそれも自分の中では結構な革命っていうかなんか昔に戻ったようななんか。
Was this insisted upon by the other party?
No, あのしかもなんか時差があるからなんていうの難しいけど日本にいる友達に。しかもこの日の何時に電話しようとかってやらずに急に電話するみたいなそれを去年ぐらいから何回かやって結構自分の中ではすごい revolutionary なんかこの時代にさ友達に電話しないじゃんしかもそんな予約もせずに急に今話せるみたいなすごい迷惑行為みたいじゃんだから普通はしないんだけど、その特定の友達、really?
Yeah.
急に友達に電話するの?
Well, usually I'd text them first, but it could, like, it might be someone I haven't talked to in like 3 years or something.
逆にすごいねそれ。
Why?
あ、そう。
I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this person, and you know, so I
急に電話するの?
I mean, only if they respond to the.
え、すごいね、それ。
The text, and if I'm not like. I mean, it depends on the person, right? Like for some reason, I wouldn't do that for probably most people, but I don't know.
そう、なんかこの年になるとさ、みんななんか偉くなってるしさ、仕事とか忙しい人も多いから。急に電話するって迷惑かなと思うけど自分が思ってるよりはみんな電話したいと思ってるっていうかそこまで迷惑じゃないんだなっていうのを相手によるけどね多分、でも自分が仲いい子に関しては全然そう思ってないんだなっていうことが分かってお互いだから急に電話したりしてるけどいや
Yeah.
いやでも電話やっぱハードル高いただ話した方が早いっていうのはあるよねメールでなんかやるよりさ喋っちゃった方が早いっていう
Well, I think of it as just a different thing rather than like one is faster or I actually think phone calls are slower and less efficient.
え?絶対喋った方が早いよ。
If I'm trying to figure something out or if I'm seriously discussing something with someone, I think it makes much more sense for it to be written so we can both reference what's been said.
Well,
it doesn't have to be.
普通のさ、会話だよ。なんかそのね、私なんかこの人が好きになっちゃったんだけど、なんちゃらかんちゃらとかさ、なんか旦那とめっちゃ喧嘩してなんちゃらとか。いや、なんかずっとさ、こうポポポコポコポコ打ち合ってるとさ、ちょっと疲れてきて、ちょっと喋った方が早い。じゃあ電話しようみたいな。そういうのはあるけど。
Yeah. What do you think of the AIs taking orders at like drive-thrus and restaurants and stuff?
どういうこと?
It's like a lot of drive-thrus now in the States. You like drive up and then you talk to like GPT-4.
Ah,
Like what's the status of like job layoffs and AI and how they're related? Because there have been a lot of companies announcing a lot of layoffs and specifically saying that it's...AI related, but there's also this narrative of like, oh, AI just creates more jobs magically. But the only jobs it's creating are people rushing to eliminate more jobs using more AI, as far as I can tell.
Mm.
So like, I don't know. Are we on the brink of like, just, you know, mass? Because I'm seeing it. I'm seeing people, you know,being replaced by AI. It's happening.
Do you, like, in Tokyo?
If you're a programmer, like, you will either be empowered in your work and paid the same, or you'll be laid off. And if you work in, you know, any sort of language-related stuff, like,I mean, there's just a whole lot, like, yes, I mean, obviously, yes, people are getting laid off because of AI, obviously.
No, but I mean, do you actually see it? Like,
yes.
Hmm.
There are a lot of reports about this and companies well, yeah, have made sure, announcements but... about this.
Yeah, no, but I mean, like, personally, like, people you know or...
Yeah, we're anticipating it on our own teams. Yes.
Hmm. Well, まあそのさっきのレジとかはもうすでにさ、もともとセルフレジとかでかなり人がいなくなってたから、もう AI とか以前の問題って感じだったけど。
Mm-hmm.I mean, that's true for automated elevators and, you know, yeah, this sort of analogy is made all the time.
Yeah.
But what matters is the rate. That's what matters. Right?
でもなんかもう麻痺してるのはあるよね、絶対。なんか AI の動画とかディープフェイクとかもそうだけど、スピードが速すぎてさ、でもそれに慣れちゃってるからみんなそこまでその話もしないじゃん、もはや。すごいねとかも言わないじゃん、もう。あ、はーい、みたいな感じでさ。はーい、みたいな。
I don't know.
もう当たり前みたいになっちゃってる。
Did you see the X1 robotics video?
Oh, yeah.
What do you think? It's the OpenAI...funded robots. They have a lot of them.
Right.
And they're doing all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, すごいよね。
It's like someone put a human on a Roomba or something.
そうね。
Like glued the feet to a Roomba.
うん。怖い感じではないよね。
No, if those things surrounded you and just started beating you with pillows, You know,
どういうこと？いや、それは怖いでしょ。
So, weren't there like 10 of them in that video? They're all over the place. I didn't count.
Yeah. なんかその、あれなんか、ウェットスーツみたいなの着てるじゃん。
It looked cheap, their outfits.
でもなんか、ウェットスーツ着てて、その腰の部分が見えてないから、それで怖さが少ないのか、それとも足がこうウィールズだからそっちの方がまあ怖さは減るよね。歩いてる方がもっと怖い。
Really?
気はする。
And what if that thing can just get on the highway and go like 140 kilometers an hour?
いや、それは怖いけど、そういう感じのタイヤに見えないじゃん。
You're driving and you look in the rearview mirror and that thing, it's kind of like Pepper, right?
あ、そうそうそう、ペッパーっぽい。そうそう。そうそうそう。だからあんま怖くないのかな。
But if a pepper is going 100 kilometers an hour,
怖いっていうか、ただなんか危ない感じするよ、それは。ぶつかったら危ないな、みたいな。ただ、なんていうの、恐ろしい見た目ではないじゃん。
うん。
だから確かにボストンダイナミクスとかもこのウェットスーツみたいなやつがかぶさってて、その腰の部分が見えてなければもうちょっと怖くないのかなって思った。
What if they make it fluffy?
ただそういう問題なのかな。いやいや、だからそういう見た目の問題って結構大きいよね、多分。だからこれは怖く見えないのは、まあ、まず顔もなんかついてるし。
The eyes are sticking out though. Did you notice that?That the eyeballs are sticking out. That really freaks me out. No. The eyeballs are bulging out. And that detail alone makes it the scariest robot I've ever seen.
So?
The eyes are sticking out.
これ怖い。怖いかな?
Like, why are the eyes bulging out?
分かんない。
It doesn't, when you see it from the side, doesn't that like there's a whole new phenomenon, you know, beyond the uncanny valley that just freaks me out about that.
なんでこうしたんだろうね。まあ、だから真横から見てもなんとなく見えるからかな。表情がどういうことだろう。よく分かんないね。
I wonder if it actually has cameras in each eye. It would make sense to do that, actually.
え、これってさ、でも階段とかはだから無理ってこと?
I'm assuming it can reach down. You've seen it bend down, right? It like gets super low.
Yeah.
It can probably lift itself up steps with its arms, right? You know, kind of like...Or it could do like an exorcist maneuver.
And like, これって転んだらさ起き上がれんのかな。だって結構さスノーボード履いてるみたいな状態じゃん。なんか起き上がるの大変そうだよね。転んじゃったら。
Can you imagine that thing snowboarding? Holy shit.
Like why would we want it to be snowboarding?
But I think they could make one that snowboards and, you know, it would win the Winter Olympics. And yeah, like it would just absolutely destroy Shaun White.
Yeah. 次。
According to researchers at Utrecht University in the Netherlands, the Gulf Stream ocean current may be showing signs of a collapse.Which would plunge Europe into a deep freeze. The Gulf Stream, also known as the Atlantic Meridional Overturning Circulation, or AMOC, involves warm, salty water flowing north along the ocean's surface from the tropics before cooling down, sinking to the bottom, and flowing back south again along the ocean floor. The researchers ran a simulation on Netherlands' national supercomputer,called Snellius for 3 months. Within the simulation, an actual collapse of the current was triggered after researchers added fresh water at 80 times the current rate of Greenland ice melt for a total of 2,500 years. However, the simulation did not include global warming or other positive feedback effects in the model. Lead researcher Rene Van Westen stated the following, "We've demonstrated with our current setup that it is indeed possible."
オランダのユトレヒト大学の研究で、メキシコ湾流の海流が崩壊の兆しを見せている可能性があり、崩壊すれば欧州の気温が急降下するとみられています。黒潮と並ぶ世界最大の海流であるメキシコ湾流は、大西洋四五面循環と呼ばれるシステムで、塩分を含んだ暖かい海水が熱帯から海面を北上した後、冷却されて海底に沈み、再び南下する流れとなっています。今回、オランダの国営スーパーコンピュータースネリウスで3ヶ月間のシミュレーションを行い、現在のグリーンランドで氷が溶けている速度の80倍速で淡水を1700年間追加し続けた場合に、海流の崩壊が引き起こされることを発見しました。今回のシミュレーションでは地球温暖化や性のフィードバック効果はモデルに含まれていません。主任研究者のレネ・ヴァン・ウェステン氏は以下のように述べています。私たちは現在の状況でこれが実際に可能であるということを示しました。
Yep.
うん。困るね。
I guess how this differed from previous research is that the introduction of fresh water was done simulating a gradual increase rather than in previous simulations where they kind of just added a large amount of fresh water every year. So in this case, they were adding fresh water at increasing annual increments of 9.47 billion tons per year. And that means the first year, so the current rate of Greenland ice sheet melt is 200 billion tons per year. Mm. And so the first year would be 209.47 billion tons. And the year after that, it'd be 218 billion tons. It would increase by 18 billion tons. So it increased by 9 billion, and then the next year it increased by 18 billion. Mm. Does that make sense? I mean, this actual paper is extremely difficult to interpret. But that's sort of my simplified interpretation of what they actually did. And they found that this so-called collapse occurred at 1,700 years. So, and by collapse they mean that, so like the Gulf Stream was significantly weakening over time, well before 1,700 years. But at the point where the cycle itself kind of failed was at the 1,700-year mark.
だってなんかもう弱くはなっちゃってんでしょ?すでに。
I think it's about 4% weaker than it used to be. And it's been functional as a cycle for about 12,000 years. So there was a disruption with the end of the ice age, essentially. So when a bunch of ice melts, that ice that is melting doesn't have salt in it, right? So it dilutes the water and reduces the salinity. And because the cycle is driven by the salinity, that will disrupt the cycle. Have you seen videos of this where you can actually, I think they actually have videos of this stream going north in the Atlantic, and they actually show the point at which it freezes into surface ice, and you can see the salt raining down. Have you seen this?
No.
Yeah, it's the very crazy looking phenomenon.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, so I guess it's not exactly clear, like, is this good? Is this bad? Is this worse than we were expecting? Is this better than what we were expecting? There was a paper late last year saying that the Gulf Stream could shut down in 2025.
Right. もう来年じゃんっていうね。
Yeah.
やばすぎるでしょ、そしたら。
And people are not necessarily interpreting this research as eliminating that possibility.
Yeah.
But it does seem like it would be resilient to like a total collapse scenario for some time. And that could be, you know, 50 years, could be 100 years. This particular model doesn't include climate change. It actually starts with, I think, pre-industrial revolution conditions.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah, なんか there are so many papers that are like, okay, we're doomed. But
all the papers about this paper, or all the papers, all the articles about this paper say that.
Yeah. And there are so many other papers that are like, okay, we're doomed, but then there are still things that we can do, and therefore we should be doing them. But
do you think we're doomed?
なんか、I don't know. で、結局 AI だってさ、エミッションすごいわけじゃん。とかその、じゃあ、robocalls は、ね、こうやってダメですとかってなるけど、じゃあ、private jets は別に普通にいいとかさ、そのなんていうか、ギャップがすごいからさ、わかる。なんかその環境系のペーパーで、well, あ、もうこんだけやばいことになってる、こんだけやばいことになってって毎週出てるけど、そじゃあ Apple Vision Pro の話してる場合じゃないように感じるわけじゃん、それを見てれば。けど別に普段の生活は基本的にはみんな平常運転だから、そのギャップがすごすぎてどう考えればいいのかよくわからないよね。
Isn't the band on the back of the Vision Pro made from like recycled materials though? I think we'll be fine.
Maybe.
I'm pretty sure we'll be fine. You know, thanks to...
As long as that's recycled.
That strap being made from recycled materials. It's not a bad thing that it's made from recycled materials. It's a good thing. You know, we're heading in the right direction. Because we could have had a headset where the strap wasn't made from recycled materials, but... But it is, so we don't have to worry about this, you know, this whole like melting ice caps thing or whatever.
That's pretty crazy.
Well, like, it's hard to have sort of a clear big picture sense of the urgency, the sense of the risk.
Yeah.
When you look at the headlines for this, they're quite alarming.
Yeah, and there are a lot of climate activists who are doing crazy stuff in Europe, right? And that's on the news often, and they throw stuff at Mona Lisa. They will put concrete over their hand on the road and rescue teams have to go and actually rescue them from losing their hands, and that's really meiwaku, and people are kind of very annoyed. And it is annoying, but then if you think about it, like, if you're the person who reads all these papers every day, all day, right? And really has this sense of urgency, like great urgency, then you can kind of understand where this frustration is coming from. Like, if you really think that this AMOC is collapsing next year, then sure, why, what are we doing? Like, why are we buying Vision Pro? Why are we talking about AI? Why are we protecting Mona Lisa and all these things? Like, I'm not saying that's the right approach. But what are we doing?
Well, news websites are just selling advertising, so they write sensationalist stuff.
Well, no. Like, I don't look at news websites, but I see, just by looking at these papers, the actual papers, like, I see it every week, right?
And but the difference between the actual paper and the news websites is, so, like, everyone's looking at the news website, not the paper.
Well, I don't know if those activists are looking at the news websites or actually reading the papers, but I'm just saying that even if you're just reading the papers, not like the sensationalized version of it, but there are tons of papers after papers, like this one, like, oh my God, you know, this is happening and this is irreversible and this is collapsing in a couple of years and no one's doing much about it. And there's so many different angles and so many different topics, and everything is sort of going towards a negative direction. So
this paper is definitely suggesting that we don't need to worry about this current shutting down in the near future or like anytime soon, right? Like this paper. The paper from last year says it might shut down next year.
Right.
The news articles written about this paper that should make us worry slightly less, at least relative to the paper last year.
Right.
Are sort of incorporating last year's paper, rounding up the alarm level to that.
Right.
And so I actually went through all the different major publications and looked at what their headlines read for this paper. And I think all of them were fairly misleading. So like Science Alert, which I consider actually generally a decent source, had the headline, "It's confirmed." Period.
Right.
A major Atlantic Ocean current is verging on collapse. I mean, this is like, yeah. Hold on tight, guys, because the end is nigh, right? Like that's the headline, yeah, but that's not what the paper says at all.
Yeah, there's a separate issue of this, you know, just like any other topic, the media would sensationalize them. But even without the problem, if you just look at the actual papers, usually they're pretty calm and they're like, okay, this could happen, that could happen, and these are the things that we should be doing. There are things we could be doing. It's not really trying to put people into panic mode. But even then, なんか量がすごいから、なんていうの、わあ、これは本当にやばいって、それを見てるとなるし、 本当にやばいって思った方がいいのか、そのバランスの取り方が難しいわけじゃん。だその道路にコンクリートで自分の手をくっつけるのはちょっと意味が分かんないと思うけど、でもなんか 自分がそういうところに vulnerable なヘッドスペースにいてずっとこういうペーパーばっかり読んでたらなんか Everybody wake up! みたいな感じになるのは、ま、何理解はできるよなって思う気はする
What was that movie called? Was it Look Up? Or...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I think look up is a good metaphor for what a lot of people feel about a lot of different issues. And that could be, for some people, it's like religion is clearly the source of all of our problems and future suffering. For some people, it's like, hello, they're chopping down the Amazon rainforest. And for some people, it's like, hello, artificial general intelligence is going to wipe us all out. For some people, it's like, hello, do you not see what's been going on in Gaza? And then other people are like, Gaza? Like, hello, look at Africa and what's been going on there, like, this whole time. And then other people are like, hello, do you not see that this accumulation of orbital debris is going to cause a Kessler syndrome? And then some people are literally like, hello, there might be an asteroid that hits Earth and destroys all of these, just everything at once. And it just, you know, or maybe it's, you know, the treatment of animals that is like the most important thing. Like, you know, and I think it's important to sort of allow all of these to coexist, you know, and not necessarily exclude one group of alarmists in favor of another. I don't know. What do you think?
Yeah, まあ内容にもよるかなんとなんとも言えないけどさ。Yeah, yeah.
It's like stray cats are the number one problem, obviously. Are you people not paying attention?
Yeah, for some people who are actually dealing with it and reading about it all day, every day, sure, it's the biggest problem, right? It's the biggest personal problem it could be when it comes to things like, you know, saving cats and some animals. And so I guess I'm saying what I'm saying because these activists are just, these environmental activists, some of them are so crazy and they're just doing these, the stop the oil people. And people are really annoyed with them. And
yeah.
まあ別にそこにエンパサイズしなくてもいいっちゃいいんだけど、ただなんか、まあ、こういうペーパーとか見ててたまに、まあでも、まあそういうなんて言うんだろうね、vulnerable なヘッドスペースにいて、まあ、こういうのずっと読んでてそのコミュニティにいてしかも自分が毎日そんな話をしてたら、まあ、こんな風になる人もそれはいるよなっていう、もうそれはそれで自然な成り行きといえば自然な成り行きなんだろうなって思ったりはするっていう話。
Yeah, I think it does real harm when meaningful research is deliberately misrepresented in order
to
monetize
issue.
You know, like, well, yeah. I mean, that harm is like what you're talking about, right? Like,
well, no, because my point was that you could get to that point without reading all these sensationalized media articles. You can get there just by reading the papers.
Yeah, but no, people so don't, many. Right? Like, we know that the views per article on some news website versus the amount of access to the actual paper is like 100,000 to one, right?
Yeah, but I don't know what the Stop the Oil people are reading. So, you know, they might be reading the papers. I'm expecting them to be reading the papers. So, you know, and...
Well, we just have to know that a sensationalized version would have a greater effect than the not sensationalized version. I mean, if you read the actual paper and that stresses you out and you feel like you need to act on it, That's totally natural. It makes sense. No? That's reasonable. No?
No, depending on what you're doing. I mean, that's the point, right? Like, that's what I'm saying. Like, they could be reading all the papers that I'm seeing, and then if that's driving them to put concrete over their hands, I don't agree with that at all. But then I do think that it's a natural consequence that there are some people who get there by reading these papers, because there's that many papers from all kinds of different angles. And I guess if you read all of them, you could feel right. like it's doomed. And
well, but they should do this research sure. and publish it, you know, and make it
I know. I'm not saying that it's a bad thing. I'm just saying that it's a natural consequence. And because it feels like
okay,
people are so annoyed and very angry, understandably. But then sometimes, I guess, these activists are probably coming from this, like, isolated feelings, right? It's like, oh my God, nobody understands. No one's listening.
I sympathize with these, you know, these activists, and but I'm not an I think the destruction of the rainforest and loss of novel yet undiscovered species is like really bad.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
It is quite unfortunate that
I don't know
the approach
where
is wrong.
To concrete my hands, you know, like I don't really know. Like I don't see what they're doing and think that like, oh, I should do that. Like that's working.
Yeah. So it, you know? Yeah. So I'm just saying that it's unfortunate that the approach is completely wrong and it's creating even more division.
Mm.
But まあ気持ちはわからないけど where they're coming from 自体はわからなくもないっていうだけの話。
Did you see the people protesting in front of the OpenAI offices?
No. About AGI?
AGI, but I think they're protesting more specifically like military applications of AI.
Ah, okay.
And it sort of just started. I don't know if this is like a
okay
a growing movement or
hmm.
Like I wouldn't join the protest at this point, even though I think being worried about AGI is reasonable. Why wouldn't I join them?
Yeah.
I feel like I understand what the researchers at OpenAI are trying to do. I don't think they have... I don't think... Like, for them, the idea that some people would protest what's going on is kind of... would be expected, and so it wouldn't really have any effect.
Hmm.
I don't know. What do you think?
Okay. I don't know. I gotta go get my son. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
It's 11:30. Yeah, it's half term. He's not in school, so he's at his friend's place. I gotta go pick him up. 文字起こしのテキストや各エピソードごとの宿題はバイリンガルニュース公式アプリをチェックしてみてください。冒頭でお伝えした通り、iPhone は360円、Android は240円で全部のテキストと英語表現解説エッセイ読み放題になります。番組のエピソードごとの宿題毎週 iPhone 版で出しているのでそちらもチェックしてみてください。
お願いします。
あと公式サイトで猫星人マスキングテープめっちゃ可愛い4種類セット1箱ごとずつ販売開始したのでぜひそちらもチェックしてみてください。カラフルでね結構すごい可愛いです。
We also still have the、デーダラ猫星人の
トレーナー、トレーナーも、 あるのでぜひチェックしてみてください、Twitter、Facebook、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
バイ
バイ。